And welcome to this week's edition of An Organic Conversation, a show about food, ecology, stories from the land, recipes, nature, sustainability, interconnectedness, relationships, and life itself. We are your hosts, Helge Hellberg,
Mark Mulcahy,
and Sitarani Palomar.
And our topic on today's show is cleansing our internal environment, detoxification. It's April. Spring has sprung, or is springing right now. And in this hour, we're discussing the most holistic approach to detoxifying the winter sluggishness and creating room for the fresh and new to enter. Cleansing our internal environment, detox for the mind and body, all that and more on An Organic Conversation.
You know, I think cleanses for a lot of people are intimidating because they might see that there's one extreme form that they've heard about from their friends. And really, anything that is, I mean, in my opinion, that is a cleaner way to approach food can be a really great cleanse. And I'm really looking forward to hearing from our guests about the different varieties of cleanses so that somebody can find something that works for their particular constitution.
Yes, cleansing, fasting, all, you know, usually terms, oh, I don't know how to fast. I couldn't, you know, make it through the day without lunch. That's not what it's about. And you'll learn all about that today.
Yeah. And it goes beyond the body, right? That I'm really fascinated to hear about the experience beyond the body when you cleanse. So that's, I'm really excited to hear.
Meaning what, your mind? The clutter in your brain?
Clutter in your brain, in your heart, in your spirit, in your...
Yes. All that. Today in An Organic Conversation.
But first, the green headlines with Jen Lloyd.
Thank you, Mark. Methyl iodide is off the shelves. Strawberry lovers have cause to rejoice as the controversial pesticide methyl iodide has been taken off the shelves in all U.S. markets. The pesticide, which is a well-documented carcinogen as well as a source of neurotoxicity and reproductive toxicity, has already been banned in a number of California counties, which produce up to 80% of strawberries for the U.S. market. This follows on the heels of the California Department of Pesticide Regulation's $500,000 initiative to explore less toxic alternatives to fumigants, spearheaded by new department head and former organic farmer Brian Leahy. Superstorm spawns largest hailstone in Hawaii. A supercell thunderstorm that hit Hawaii on March 9th spawned hail the size of golf balls and even larger, including the largest hailstone in Hawaiian records. The record-shattering hailstone measured a whopping 4.25 inches long, 2.25 inches tall, and 2 inches wide, topping the previous record holder, a mere inch in diameter, by an incredible amount. Hail of this magnitude has only been recorded 8 times in Hawaii since records began, and the storm spawned yet another rarity, a small tornado with winds of 60 to 70 miles per hour on the island of Oahu. GMO labeling law wins support in Connecticut. The Connecticut legislation provided much-needed backing this month for a new law requiring producers to label genetically modified products. The legislature's environmental committee overwhelmingly backed the measure, which is being touted as vital to consumers' rights to make healthy choices. Opponents of the bill, which included the Connecticut Farm Bureau, say that it will cause labeling prices to skyrocket. But legislators from both sides of the political spectrum say they would rather err on the side of caution when it comes to health issues. And pink slime beef producer halts production of the controversial product. Beef Products Incorporated, the producer of the so-called pink slime beef that has been the subject of a recent media uproar, has halted production of the product at all but one of its facilities. While the company has publicly stated that their product is 100% beef, the public backlash against the meat, which is treated with ammonia and contains mostly meat byproducts, has been significant. A professor at New York University compared the byproducts to material used in pet food. It is unclear whether the USDA will move forward with its contract to buy and use 7 million pounds of the product for U.S. school lunches this year. And those are the green headlines. Back to you, Helga.
Thanks, Jen. Jen Lloyd, for that weekly update of what's going on in the world of sustainability and green living. The green headlines every week here on An Organic Conversation. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helga Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
And what do we think about that GMO initiative?
Well, I could say for me, this weekend, I was actually, someone came over and I bought some food that they were more likely to eat than what I was normally serving. And I bought my favorite Fritos corn chips, which I've grown up with. And I was sitting there eating them, and I've been writing a lot about GMOs and labeling and stuff. And I realized as I was eating a couple handfuls of these, I went,
right.
Let me see, about 90% of the corn in this country is genetically modified. And here my favorite snack food, which is I don't have a choice. If I want to buy that, then I don't know, you know, yes. whether it is or whether it isn't.
99% for sure, right?
Yeah.
It is GMO corn, yes. Well, in your case, you would try to avoid it, right?
Mostly, yeah.
But as a consumer, I also think there's another side. If I really want to eat GMOs, if I think, you know, it's the newest in technology, it's completely artificial and can't happen in nature, but we have invented many great things that are not really occurring in nature. So if I really wanted that 100% GMO diet, I should have the right to spend my money exactly where I wanted it.
And that's very true.
So yeah. So label it, right? So you can make your choice.
That's right. So I'm working hard, and just, you know, for the vague chance that 80% of our food supply contains GMO ingredients. No, I don't want that 20%. If I wanted 100% genetically engineered diet, I should be able to choose that. So I'm all for labeling. Yes. And I think it might pass this time, finally. We'll see.
Labeling.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated.
And we'll keep our listeners updated on that GMO diet you're looking for.
Yes. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And we'll take a super quick break, but stay tuned to our first interview about cleansing our internal environment, detox for the mind and body, only here today on An Organic Conversation. That and more when we come back right after the break. Stay tuned.
12 de la noche en La Habana.
11 de la noche en San Salvador, El Salvador.
11 de la noche en Managua, Nicaragua.
Me gustan los aviones, me gustas tú. Me gusta viajar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mañana, me gustas tú. Me gusta el viento, me gustas tú. Me gusta soñar, me gustas tú. Me gusta la mar, me gustas tú. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais pas. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Je ne sais plus.
And we are back here to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
Today's show is about the benefits of detoxifying your body and mind. The days are getting longer and warmer, and we want you to feel your best this spring in your body and in your heart and mind. It's the perfect time to start a cleanse. And there are so many different ways of cleansing as part of your diet every day or once a week, or a multi-day juice cleanse every few months. We're dedicating today's hour to officially saying goodbye to the beautiful winter season and saying hello to the spring and summer of 2012. Cleansing our internal environment, detox for the mind and body, today on An Organic Conversation. Our guest today, joining us from Petaluma, California, is the president and founder of Bauman College, one of our beloved underwriters, and it's no less but Dr. Ed Bauman himself, who has been a pioneer in the field of holistic nutrition for over 35 years, and I believe who just came back from a trip from Bali to explore the health culture there. Ed, are you with us?
I am. I'm totally with you.
Welcome. Welcome to the show. Wonderful to have you again. Thanks for making the time. And you literally just got back a few days ago. How was Bali?
Oh, my gosh. Bali is wonderful. Well, I think we'll talk about that a little later. But how it ties into our theme is that it's a natural culture and a natural environment, living in a natural way with a beautiful connection to the earth and to one another.
So yes.
We don't have as much of that. Coming home, I'm really overwhelmed by the technical, you know, sort of stress world that we're here.
Yeah, the fast pace of life.
Yeah, it was nice
life.
To get away from that, and even just to feel the humidity.
Yes.
You know, and to feel good about sweating and looking around at all the fruits and plants that were growing in that environment. For those who don't know, Bali is in Indonesia, And Indonesia is the Spice Island. So as a chef and a nutrition educator, I went to study the culture and the spices and the foods.
Wonderful. And we want to hear more about that trip when we actually talk about mm-hmm. a fasting retreat that you're offering in a few moments. But let's start with, what is the importance of detox and mm-hmm. cleansing? How does it benefit the body, mind, and spirit?
Well, the way to start is every day we cleanse to some degree. We take a shower and we wash our clothes and brush our teeth and all those kinds of things. But the average person doesn't think about, how do I cleanse my internal organs? How do I cleanse my brain? How do I cleanse my liver, my stomach, my kidneys, my skin, and all that? And we do that by having bio-nutrients that come from colorful plants. So that's kind of an interesting term. It's a bio-nutrient, that it's something that came from the earth. And we see it in fruits and veggies, and we get them from nuts and seeds and herbs and spices and from fluids.
So are you saying, so doesn't the body have a natural ability to cleanse itself through its lifetime, 75, 80 years of life? Or why can we help it? Why should we help it?
Yes and no. Of course, back in the day, it was all nature. And back in the day, there wasn't environmental chemicals. So we have all this body burden now of environmental chemicals and various other kinds of foreign material that gets kind of stuck in our system. So to some extent, we do. To some extent, life goes on. People live to a nice ripe old age, even people who don't eat well. But what we're looking at now is the science of health and the science of cleansing and detoxifying. And just to give our listeners some differentiation, I think cleansing is the more gentle, ongoing, day-to-day process of staying hydrated and having fibers and plant nutrients, which we call phytonutrients, that support kind of cellular metabolism and the offloading of waste and clearing process. So that's cleansing, and we can be more specific with that as we have more plants in our diets. Detoxification is really much more specific and targeted and somewhat medical. If we're detoxifying a drug or detoxifying heavy metal or trying to detoxify from caffeine or some of that, it really requires supervision and screening and monitoring by someone who is trained to do that.
Yes, so, today with us, Dr. Ed Bauman, the founder and president of Bauman College, on an organic conversation as we are looking at the benefits of detoxifying your body and mind.
So, Ed, you know, taking off from what you were just talking about, can you tell us about the different forms of cleansing and detox?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So eating an organic diet is primary number one. We call it a soul diet in my world, seasonal, organic, unprocessed, and local. So for those folks who move more in that direction, they're eliminating certain amount of chemicals and debris and waxes and fungicides and genetically modified organisms that come in through the commercial food system. So that's really terrifically important, and it is something people can elect to do. And then looking at things on a spectrum, a fast classically is just having water. So, you know, abstinence from all solid food. Then there's various kinds of fast, anywhere from a lemonade fast to a juice fast to a modified fast to just kind of a simplified diet. But I think it's important for us to look at, as you were saying with your Fritos example. I can fast from Fritos for 30 days for Lent or for Passover, whatever your calling is, you know, have a Frito fast.
Mm-hmm.
and that would be very nice. And then you go, well, what am I going to eat? And people go into withdrawal. So the thing that makes it really interesting and somewhat difficult for people to give things up that have a psychological and physiological effect, you know, they affect us on the kind of neurochemical level and they affect us on the emotional level, is now people go into withdrawal.
Yes.
When they give something up, or if they give up coffee or they give up sugar or they give up you know, alcohol or something.
I mean, you literally get a headache sometimes when you don't drink coffee for 4 days, right? That's what people tell me.
Symptoms.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
And that's why people don't do it. It's not that they, I mean, you know, it's like, I can't deal with a headache. I can't deal with a fatigue. And you wouldn't want to be with me. You know, we all can get very kind of gnarly and you know, disturbed while we're going through a detoxification process, and we don't know how to mitigate the withdrawal. So that's what a skilled supervised person can do, is go, well, perhaps if you have more herb tea, perhaps if you have more juices and you have more chlorophyll and things like that, it takes the edge off. And also of saying in 2-3 days, you'll be fine. So hang in there and then be in a supportive situation. Don't be alone. Fasting alone is torture. Fasting with friends is fun. And having activities around it takes the mind off of what we're losing and what some of the aches and pains that people do experience. And they go, my God, look how beautiful it is. And look how much free time I have now. And now I'm filling it with health practices that I've always wanted to do.
You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
And we are talking about detoxification of body and mind today on the show. And with us is Dr. Ed Bauman, the founder and president of Bauman College.
So, Dr. Ed, yes.
Hello.
Hello. were talking about a little bit about the length of cleansing. You're saying after 2 days, maybe you're not experiencing as many of these symptoms. But what about the frequency of cleansing? How often should we be doing a fast or a juice cleanse or a predominantly raw food diet? What do you recommend for optimal health?
I think it's different for everyone, and it depends on their goals. It depends on their needs. It depends on their opportunity. So as a bare minimum, being mindful of fasting, as we said earlier, we're coming into spring and we're coming into warmer weather and abundance of foods. I'm looking out my window and seeing mustard greens, and I'm seeing artichokes starting to grow, all these kinds of early spring foods. Those are cleansing foods. It would be great if people took 1 day a week for a cleanse and had largely fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, herbs and spices throughout the day. That would be great. And did it on a regular basis, just like a Sabbath, Friday to Saturday. Okay, that'd be awesome. It would be great if people once a season, which is 4 times a year, did a 3 or 4 day program where they got away, went to a nice place, an outdoorsy place, stopped their caffeine, which takes a week or more to kind of get out of one's system, and really had time to reflect and heal and kind of cleanse their body by eating less. Eating less in itself and hydrating more creates a cleansing and detoxifying effect. And then it would be also ideal for a week to 10 days a year to go on an annual cleanse where they've allowed the time and they're in an optimal situation and they can eat significantly less, hydrate significantly more, and then the effects become exponential.
Yeah.
So the difference between a 3-day fast and a 7-day fast, each day, it takes 3 days for the body to go through a basic detoxification process. But at the end of 3 days, people have accomplished something by eating less animal protein and less refined processed food and less stimulants and sugars and things of that nature. And then whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, assuming they're able to make it through that, people feel really good.
Yeah, I love that you are differentiating between detoxifying the body and really chelating or washing out specific toxins, and working with a practitioner, it really helps because they can use very specific herbs, you know, dandelion for liver detox, for example. But the cleaning of the diet, having a day where you don't do coffee, where you don't eat wheat, where you don't eat cheese, it's something everyone can do. Even meat eaters, I have, you know, every other week or so a day where it's just plant-based, and that already makes somebody feel wonderful. But you touched on something very important just now, which is the environment, both the pair support of doing it with other people, be it your domestic partners or your work environment, that really is crucial if not doing it alone in this world of baguettes and lox bagels.
We're creating our own movie. So if the four of us go on a retreat and we have the opportunity to be together and we can pick and choose the type of foods we or fluids we want to eat, it opens up a lot of creative space.
Yes.
In the programs I lead, there's 30 or 40 people there, and that is unbelievable how it coalesces within a very short time, where people who don't know each other, people who are nervous and scared, they get this inclination that I'm going to do it, and they have trust and confidence in myself and my team that will take care of them.
And that's the perfect lead-in, and yes, we want to hear everything about the Vitality Fasting Retreat that you and Bauman College offers. We'll take a very quick break, but stay on the line. Dr. Ed with us today, the president and founder of Bauman College, and we'll talk about that upcoming Vitality Fasting Retreat in just a minute. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
And today it's all about detoxifying mind and body, this whole hour dedicated to making this springtime the healthiest for you ever. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
My name is Earl Herrick, and I am the owner of Earl's Organic Produce, a San Francisco Bay Area distributor fully committed to organic produce. From the time one could find organic fruits and vegetables only in natural food stores to now, when schools and fine restaurants feature organic, we have been forging relationships with growers for over 20 years. If you want to offer the finest organic produce to your employees or customers, find us at earlsorganic.com. That's earlsorganic.com.
Fry Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family-owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Fry never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Fry organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Fry Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines without added sulfites. Available at grocery stores and online at frywine.com. That's FREYWINE.com.
Want to feel your absolute best this spring? Full of energy, clarity, and health? Join Bauman College founder Dr. Ed Bauman at our Vitality Fasting Retreat for the ultimate therapeutic mind and body cleanse. Detoxify, renew, and start fresh through a fun and rejuvenating four-day retreat at the beautiful Stillheart Institute in Woodside, California. The Bauman College Vitality Fasting Retreat is held May 10th through the 13th, and space is limited, so sign up today. For more information, visit BaumanCollege.org. That's B-A-U-M-A-N College.org.
The Farmer Veteran Coalition is a nonprofit organization dedicated to provide veterans with resources, education, and technical assistance to prepare them to become successful farmers. After serving their country, many veterans are interested in working with the land but do not have a background in farming or ranching. Help the Farmer Veteran Coalition to assist veterans in starting a new career in sustainable agriculture. For more information, please visit farmvetco.org. That's farmvetco.org.
And we are back here to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
Today's show is about the benefits of detoxifying your body and mind as the days are getting ideal for that, longer and warmer to make you feel the best this spring and summer of 2012. Before we continue the interview with Dr. Ed Bauman, the founder and president of Bauman College and our guest today on the show, on detoxification and cleansing diets, including the upcoming Vitality Fasting Retreat. He is our very own Mark Mulcahy with a quick dip into the world of produce this week. What's in season?
Well, today we are talking about the world's most popular herb. The world's most popular herb. So think about that for a second. And then to give you a little hint of what it might be, Its name is derived from the Greek word meaning rock celery.
That would be parsley.
Wow, way to give it away. Where's your sense of mystery?
Boy, you know, Helga, you know, Earl, I don't even know why we even are on this show with Helga here in his produce, in his vast produce knowledge. So we do have the voice of the market on the phone today, Earl Herrick from Earl's Organic Produce. Earl, so now that Helga has given it away, because I'm sure, you know, we both would have been sitting there stumped.
Hi, Earl.
What kind of introduction is this, anyway?
Yes, Earl Herrick from Earl's Organic Produce. How are you doing, Earl?
Hey, I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm looking forward. This is a very, very, very timely topic we got today. You know, parsley and all. I mean, it's probably one of the most taken for granted herbs there are. I mean,
I agree, Earl.
What's that?
I completely agree with you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's needed for so many things, and you just take it for granted. And without it, you know, everything would change. But many times you don't even know what that missing ingredient is.
That's right. And Earl, you know, since we're talking about cleansing today, you're just coming off a cleanse, right?
Well, I know when I heard that we were doing this program, I'm incredibly synchronistic. Yeah, a group of us here at work decided to do a little spring cleaning. And it was funny, one of the ladies involved said, yeah, this is like changing your oil, isn't it?
And, I love that.
So we just did a simple little 3-day cleanse. And what I focused on was juices, teas, and broth.
Mm-hmm.
And in making that broth, I used, you know, potatoes and celery and onions, and one of the main things also was parsley. And it is such a strong, vital herb that you absolutely necessary in something like that. So I would just, it was a simple thing. We just, for me, I would clean the vegetables, simmer them for 20 minutes after you bring them to a boil, and strain them. And boy, I had a good couple quarts that I would then drink as it cooled. And then after my cleanse of 3 days, I used it for a broth for making some rice and barley.
That's great. So that's great, Earl. So tell us a little bit about parsley. Now, we see parsley in the stores all year long. What's up with parsley now, with the weather, with mm-hmm. how it's harvested? You know, give us a little bit of the inside dope
sure.
on that.
Well, one thing is parsley's grown in all the growing areas, and it likes mild temperatures. So in the winter, it can be growing not only down south where all the other veggies are coming from in the winter, but still is cultivated along the coast
of California.
Because it's so mild.
Oh, yeah, because of the coast California. Of California, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because parsleys are very frost resistant. They're incredibly tolerant.
Mm-hmm. And how are they harvested?
Well, this is great stuff, because you can't just go out there and throw anybody into a harvest, because you're bunching the product, and as you're bunching, you got to keep everything uniform. So you have to have experienced people out there. So you're cutting it with a fine knife, looking for, like I said, uniform sizing, and then you're bunching it. It is much harder than it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
I think they do a really great job of that, because parsley bunches, they are all like equal length. They're so beautiful. I would love to get it as a bouquet. They just look so lush and gorgeous and symmetrical.
Yeah. And now, you know, we're talking about the two major varieties of parsley. That's curly and flat. And the curly one is actually the more hardy of the two, meaning that it can withstand mm-hmm. A little more heat than the flat, because the flat's a little more delicate, and it'll actually you know, won't make it through the heat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen curly parsley, now that you say it. That's the more common one in Germany. What I grew up with. It's a little bit more fibrous, a little harder to eat or to cook with. You know, just needs a little bit more time. Are we seeing both in the store right now? How's the season coming for that?
Well, yeah, the season, like I said, it's pretty much year-round. The only thing that's going to defeat parsley is really hot weather. So it's not really grown much in the valley, though right now it is, because it's mild in the valley. But as the temperatures, as we get into May and June, the valley, when I'm talking about around Fresno, the San Joaquin Valley, gets too hot for all the delicate stuff. So we will continue to see it harvested year-round out of Watsonville, out of the area, even extending north in Bolinas and the Marin County area.
Well, that's great. And so, and that's going to people from all over the country until it starts coming in local on the East Coast and in the Midwest and stuff. That's where they're going to be getting most of their parsley's from. Well, that's awesome, Earl. Thank you so much for being on the show and for always for all the information that you bring. And we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Great talking to you guys.
Good luck. Thanks for the cleanse tips, Earl.
Exactly.
That was great.
Good luck with your cleanse. That's
all right. Thank you.
Want to hear how that's going.
And so, just quickly to finish this parsley thing up, is Earl was mentioning there's a couple different varieties, flat leaf and curly, curly being the most popular that you see on your plates at restaurants and stuff like that. Curly has a stronger flavor, but parsley holds up. Italian flat parsley holds up better in cooking. And if you're going to cook with it, you want to put it towards the end of your cooking so you get the most nutrition and the most flavor, and it maintains the color. And Italian parsley has a much less bitter flavor. And when you're choosing it, you want to choose bunches that are firm with straight stems, as Sita was talking about, and with bright green leaves. Avoid anything that's yellow or wilty at all. And when you get your parsley home, don't wash it. You want to just keep it in a bag or put a moistened paper towel around it in a plastic bag in the fridge, and it'll keep up for about a week. And just wash it just before you're going to use it by just putting it in a bowl of water and getting any sand and stuff out there. And then lastly, about parsley, whenever possible, you should choose fresh parsley over dried. And that's because the flavor is going to be superior in your recipe if you're using a fresh parsley over a dried parsley. And on that note, if you are going to choose dried parsley because you just don't have any fresh around, make sure it's organically grown, because many of the dried herbs now are irradiated, and you might want to avoid that. So that's what's in season.
Thanks, Mark. Wonderful. That's fascinating stuff and so appropriate for this week. Mm-hmm. As we are talking about cleansing your body and mind, you're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Hellberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And still with us is Dr. Ed Bowman, the president and founder and really a pioneer in the field of holistic nutrition of Bowman College. Dr. Ed, we talked about, before the break, about the side effects a cleanse or detoxification can do. You were differentiating so well between cleaning up your diet, even one day a week, no coffee, no dairy perhaps, no cigarettes if you're a smoker, just really making one day a week or a couple days a month kind of a cleansing day, lots of water, and not so much sugar. Versus really getting into a detoxifying mode where for several days you have an extremely clean diet, and most of the time that's most successful with a kind of holistic practitioner, just as Bowman College trains people to be holistic nutritionists, for example. How can people mitigate the effects? You were mentioning that, for example, a daily coffee user or caffeine user after 2-3 days might get a major headache, or within the first couple of days, and that usually dissipates after the third or fourth day. But what can be done to help in the process when the body actually detoxifies? Because going through that hub, it doesn't feel good.
Okay, three things. One, incremental and gradual, not sudden and extreme. I've had people come to my programs smoking, drinking, and eating a burger when they walked in the door. And I go, you got to be kidding. You're going to have a rough time here. And they do. Right. I've had other people who spent a week or two gradually cutting down on their caffeine intake, gradually cutting down on their sugar intake, gradually going into kind of a hypoallergenic diet, and they do fine. So preparation is key here. The other thing is going into alkaline foods and using chlorophyll as kind of an anti-inflammatory analgesic, and we just heard about parsley. Parsley is a terrific source of chlorophyll. So there's numerous sources, including algaes, including wheatgrass, including green vegetables and nettle and things of that nature. So adding more chlorophyll to the diet and adding more alkaline constituents from eating fruits and vegetables and so forth more takes the edge off substantially.
What can you tell the difference between alkaline and what other foods would there be? I mean, basically, okay. It's two different groups, right?
Yeah.
acidic.
That's a good point, because nutrition, one of the major kind of balancing acts is the alkaline and acid forming foods to create an alkaline predominance in the blood, because the blood is alkaline. And as people get older and sicker, what I was thinking of is the reason we have these problems is people are running on stress and chemicals. So when we cut down on the stress and cut down on the chemicals, there's an offloading of some of these into the system, which does create some irritation and some fatigue. So by gradually having less stress and less chemicals in the diet and adding more plants that have calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, and quite a few other minerals, those minerals then create a quieting, calming, soothing, cooling effect. And as people age, they don't have enough of them. When people are having more meats and sugars and caffeine and a higher protein diet, they have more acid. So what we're looking for is to catch up. If people have been in a more kind of conventional food pattern, standard American or just sort of the higher protein diet, to come down a little bit on the protein, but not down to nothing.
Right.
So what I've seen, and even at retreat, if somebody on the second day goes, I'm exhausted, I'll give them a vital scoop, which is a formulation I have that has some whey and some greens and some seeds and some fruits, and stir that up into a blender, and they drink that, or they just have some whey protein, an organic whey protein, and it's remarkable how that takes them out of kind of low blood sugar and aggravation mode.
Yeah, can you describe like just the basic foods or food mm-hmm. groups that
yeah.
What they do? Which herbs address what organ, leafy mm-hmm. greens, fibrous? Mm-hmm. What's the basic guideline for doing a cleanse or a full detox program?
Well, you know, this could go on forever and we don't
yes.
have too much time, but in the morning I do a Route 66 tea. So just like the highway, you know, get your kicks on Route 66. And I encourage people to start drinking this before they get to a retreat so their body gets some of these cleansing nutrients. And the roots are dandelion, burdock, licorice, and sarsaparilla with some cinnamon and vanilla for flavoring. And the licorice gives it a little sweet taste.
And what do they address?
Well, it's blood sugar, because that's what happens if all of a sudden you are eating 2,000 calories or 3,000 calories and you go down to 1,200 calories. Your body goes, we're starving, and it can precipitate an adrenaline or cortisol release that can be very uncomfortable. So by having a tea in the morning or later in the day that does stabilize blood sugar, and we've talked about on the show how cinnamon improves blood sugar uptake by the cells and some of that, the warming tea is very nice for the morning.
And then dandelion, you said earlier, is excellent for liver detox. Many herbs have those kind of nutritional properties.
Anything that's bitter, and most of our greens are bitter, the salad greens we like are bitter. The skin of cucumbers is bitter. The skin of seeds is bitter. The salad greens that we like and we eat, the spring mixes, the arugula, the radicchio, the dark chlorophyll vegetables, are bitter, and bitter is a switch for cellular detoxification and liver enzymatic function. So we can not only have big leafy green salads, we can also juice those or blend those.
Yes.
Which creates more nutrient density. And some people go, well, should I do a Vitamix in the blender or should I have a liquid extract in the juicer? A liquid extract in the juicer, you're concentrating all of the phytonutrients in a liquid, which creates very little digestive work. So you get more and you do less.
Yes, and we always talk about on this show how this country, through high fructose corn syrup, is very used to sugars and no longer used to bitters. So bitters are a key
yes.
ingredient.
Yes.
How about the fibrous, the green yes. leafy vegetables? Don't they
yes.
all help to transport sure. toxins out?
Yeah, soluble fiber is what's green leafies and the skins and the stems and the parts of these have both soluble and insoluble. So insoluble means it just runs right through the bowel and you eliminate quickly and fully, which is a good feeling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so
then the soluble, sort of absorbs the tissue toxins that are released when we start to have more alkaline-forming food. Some people go, yeah, I started to clean up my diet, and immediately I got a headache or my skin started to break out.
Yes.
So that's a symptom. Well, by having the soluble fibers from any of the vegetables and even of the fruits, and with the fruits, it's important to eat the skin, and if possible, to eat the seeds.
Yeah, and that just, I mean, if your skin breaks out when you fast, that mm-hmm. only shows what was already in your body stored, right? And before creates
and
illness.
And it usually moves through in a matter of days.
Yes.
So if somebody goes, whoa, look at this, I go, well, let's look at it in a week or let's look at it in 2 weeks. And even with a program, if a program is 3 or 4 days or a program is 7 days, the impact of the program is for the rest of your life. So we put a lot of emphasis on this is a laboratory, this is a teaching experience, you're going to learn, and then you can go home and continue on in some variation of cleansing, balancing diets so that this becomes really kind of a permanent change of eating habits.
Yes, and part of your lifestyle. And if people want to start and want to make this year the first time where they actually really spend some days with an expert in the field together in a very, very supportive environment, tell us about the upcoming fasting detox retreat.
Well, I'm holistic, which means I'm interested in all aspects of the person and the environment and the interface of that. So it, one aspect for sure is to clean out the internal organs and to offload as many tissue toxins as possible. The next level of that is to get away from stress and media and all that kind of burden on our brain and our nervous system. So when people get away, one of the hardest things is to turn off their cell phone or stop looking at their email and their smartphones. So people have to, you know, it's an opportunity to go, the world's going to be there when I get back, to be present to the situation. Then the next thing is being with really nice people with good intention and actually socializing and not watching television. So people learn how to talk again and tell stories or go for hikes because we're in a beautiful outdoor setting at Stillhart Institute, which is in Woodside in southern south of San Francisco. So the nature connection gets hooked up because there's beautiful trees and plants and redwood forest and all that. And then there's this quiet time. So one of the things is, what am I going to do with all this time, right? I'm not eating as much. I'm not working as much. Well, maybe I'll take a nap or maybe I'll meditate or work on my personal spiritual practice, which I've neglected. And that's what's neat about this program is we're not telling people what to do. We're giving the space in which they can do what they want to do and need to do and learn from each other.
And even though
throughout the day we have morning and afternoon yoga and morning and afternoon meditation, and we have health classes at night where myself or my colleagues talk about topics, answer questions.
Well, and it's called the Vitality Fasting Retreat. Mm-hmm. So is it an all water based? Mm-hmm. What can they expect in terms of nutrients
while
they're there?
It's mixed. So it's not a water fast at all. I don't advocate water fasting. It's a little too strenuous for most of the people I know. So it's a blend of water and teas, herb teas, and I have blends for 3 or 4 times during the day. So I'll bring out different blends in the afternoon, then the evening, then the morning, and so forth. And then a choice in the morning of fresh fruit juices, seasonal fruit juices, apple, ginger, lemon would be a nice spring juice. And then mineral broth, which we heard about before, about something warm and vegetable-based. So for people who have issues with metabolizing sugars, which is many people, they feel really good having a broth in the morning and perhaps even adding a little nutritional yeast, which gives it more nutrient density to help them hold their blood sugar together.
Wonderful.
So there's water, tea, juice, mineral broths, and also smoothies. And the smoothies are some type of blended drink with the Vital Scoop that help people who are really better supported to have that little extra boost of nutrients and proteins to enable them to have a beautiful time rather than to collapse and feel kind of frightened, because that's, I think, the biggest thing is people, you know, have legitimate concerns about can they do it.
Sure.
And what happens if during it they start to feel faint or dizzy or heart palpitations or any of those things. So both myself and I have an acupuncturist, and I have very skilled health practitioners working with me. So we provide an opportunity for people to have individual sessions. So it's seven layers of support.
Tell us about the dates, Ed. It's coming up in May, yes?
The one that's upcoming is May 10th, which is a Thursday, to May 13th, which is a Sunday. So it's a nice time. People come in the afternoon on Thursday. They get a full day Friday, Saturday, and then break the fast on Sunday, and then they have guidance and instruction on how to go home and continue on with a cleansing program, or if need be, go into a balancing or even a building program. So the non-dogmatic approach that I always utilize is something people really like, because it's not one size fits all. And for somebody who's a little uncertain, they go, oh, great, you can help me figure out what my next kind of phase will be, and then there's the opportunity to keep in touch with myself and other people who
afterwards
participate in these things. So it's tremendously community building.
Wonderful. That's Dr. Ed Bowman, the founder and president of Bowman College, a pioneer in the field of holistic nutrition for way over 30 years, describing the upcoming Vitality Fasting Retreat from May 10th to the 13th, Thursday to Sunday, in Northern California at the Stillhearts Institute. And for more information, people can go to the Bauman College website. That's BAUMANcollege.org. Today on this show, as we're discussing cleansing and detoxifying the mind and the body. Thanks so much for joining us today, Dr. Ed. It's a pleasure to have you, as always. And good luck. We'll see you at the retreat.
I will see you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Wow, wonderful. That sounds great. Yes, and the support of both the environment at that Stillhart Institute, and when you do it at home, making sure that your environment is supporting of what you're trying to achieve, including the people you surround yourself with. We'll talk about that when we come back after the break. You're listening to An Organic Conversation. I'm Helge Helberg.
I'm Mark Bouquet.
And I'm Sita Rani Palomar.
And we will take a quick break and then dive one more time back into the world of cleansing and detoxifying body and mind. Stay tuned for more.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty fucking fine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956.
Vineyards is America's first organic winery, family owned and operated since 1980. Dedicated to the highest levels of organic and biodynamic farming, Fry never adds synthetic sulfites or other preservatives to their wines. Fry organic and biodynamic wines include delicious Cabernet Sauvignon, Zinfandel, Syrah, Chardonnay, and Sauvignon Blanc. Fry Vineyards Mendocino County award-winning wines without added sulfites, available at grocery stores and online at frywine.com. That's FREYWINE.com.
Produce is ever-changing, seasons coming and going. At Earls Organic, we have been sourcing solely organic produce for over 20 years. Since 1988, Earls Organic Produce has been establishing strong relationships with growers and developing a deep understanding of the seasons, so you can offer the most delicious organic produce to your customers, staff, and clients year-round. For organic produce, visit Earls Organic Produce at earlsorganic.com. That's earlsorganic.com.
Want to feel your absolute best this spring? Full of energy, clarity, and health? Join Bowman College founder Dr. Ed Bowman at our Vitality Fasting Retreat for the ultimate therapeutic mind and body cleanse. Detoxify, renew, and start fresh through a fun and rejuvenating four-day retreat at the beautiful Stillhart Institute in Woodside, California. The Bowman College Vitality Fasting Retreat is held May 10th through the 13th, and space is limited, so sign up today. For more information, visit bowmancollege.org. That's BAUMANcollege.org.
Do you feel run down, stressed, overweight, or overloaded? Urban Remedy is a delicious 100% organic juice cleansing program designed to jumpstart your body's natural healing and cleansing abilities. This delicious juice feast, created by leading acupuncturist Nika Pasquale, is rich in vital nutrients, minerals, and enzymes, providing you with all the nutritional nourishment you need to thrive, delivered directly to your doorstep.
Urban Remedy, a convenient way to boost your energy and balance your body. Place your order today at urbanremedy.com. That's urbanremedy.com. The Farmer Veteran Coalition is a nonprofit organization dedicated to provide veterans with resources, education, and technical assistance to prepare them to become successful farmers. After serving their country, many veterans are interested in working with the land but do not have a background in farming or ranching. Help the Farmer Veteran Coalition to assist veterans in starting a new career in sustainable agriculture. For more information, please visit farmvetco.org. That's farmvetco.org.
And we are back here to an organic conversation. I'm Helga Helberg.
I'm Mark Mulcahy.
And I'm Sitarani Palomar.
Today's show is about the benefits of detoxifying body and mind as the days are getting longer and warmer. And we want you to feel your best this spring. With us was Dr. Ed Bowman, the president and founder of Bowman College, talking about detoxification and cleansing and describing the upcoming Vitality Fasting Retreat. He also wrote a wonderful blog about his experience in Bali, Indonesia, from a trip that he just came back from. And we will post that on our Facebook page, An Organic Conversation. That's facebook.com/anorganicconversation. Check out that blog by Dr. Ed Bowman. We want to talk about the environment for a cleanse, the ideal environment. But before we dive into that, here's our other very own Chef Sita, Sitarani Palomar, with the weekly Holistic Bite.
That's a new sound effect. Thank you, Helga. Well, earlier during the What's in Season segment, we talked about parsley as being such a perfect produce item for this topic about cleansing. And part of what makes parsley so remarkable is its concentration of chlorophyll, which is something that Dr. Ed mentioned as being really beneficial to the body and to health and vitality, especially when you're cleansing. So chlorophyll is what gives plants its green hue, and it's what allows them to absorb energy from the sun. So it is like liquid sunshine. And interestingly enough, chlorophyll is actually very chemically similar. The structure is very similar to the hemoglobin in our blood. So I'd like to go a step further and say that chlorophyll is almost like liquid life, or greens being the elixir of life. So rich in antioxidants, a great anti-inflammatory, and a tremendous healer, it's also really high in vitamin C, which makes it a terrific immune booster. And so something that you might want to incorporate into a cleanse or a detox program, or even just daily or weekly, having a little bit of parsley. Two of my favorite ways to make it are in a parsley pistu, which is really similar to pesto. It just doesn't have any nuts or seeds in it. So I'll do the leaves from one bunch of parsley, as well as a small garlic clove, some salt and pepper, and then enough olive oil to puree it all and make it a nice thick liquid that you can pour over your polenta or sop up with some really delicious chewy bread. Another thing that's great, and this really maximizes the super immune booster properties, is a garlic ginger soup with parsley and miso. And the health benefits of ginger and garlic add more to this with the parsley. And you just take the cloves of one head of garlic, which is about 10 cloves, and simmer it in vegetable broth with a handful of quarter-sized medallions of fresh peeled ginger. And you simmer it until the garlic is really tender, pureed in a blender with the leaves of one bunch of parsley, and then stir in some miso at the end. And it's so delicious, so alkalizing, so super good for you, really giving you the nutrients you need and helping your body cleanse whatever you don't need. So that's just a little bit about ways you can use parsley. I'll get these recipes up on our site. And that is your Holistic Bite.
Thank you, Chef Sita, for that update. Yes. Mark, we talked about sweating and workout, and you know, we heard from Earl's Organic Produce earlier that he was doing a kind of cleanse with his colleagues. It's like the environment that we create both at home as well as with our work environment and colleagues is one thing, and then there's more we can do. You look as perky as they come right now, and I could really We saw you after a week today for this show again, and your skin tone is wonderful. You have vitality in your face. You look kind of firm.
Clear eyes.
You started something, and I thought you were on a kind of fast or cleanse, but you're not. You started something.
No, I actually started doing Bikram yoga.
Bikram yoga?
Can you tell our listeners who are not familiar with that?
It's practicing yoga at 105 degrees, a room with 105 degrees, and that's properly humidified at the same time.
Yes.
And so you do major sweating while you're going through all your 26 yoga poses. Or in a 90-minute period.
So that's sweating and physical exercise of whatever form. In this case, you do both. You exercise physically, you stretch yourself, you get into parts of your body through twists and all that in yoga, that literally you're squeezing some of your organs all in 105-degree weather or climate in your room there, temperature. Sweating up a storm, that is highly detoxifying, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I actually think, isn't Bikram 115?
Well, 105.
Wow. Anyway, wow. That's
either way, it's really hot.
Really hot.
About an hour into it, it's really hot.
Not when you first walk in. You got to get through the first hour, and then you think, this is...
Well, you go lay in there for about 15, 20 minutes before
you even get
there. Yeah, just to kind of get your body acclimated to the heat in the room, and then you start going. And then, and I've only been doing it for a few weeks, but I can tell you just, you walk out of there, and you feel like you've drenched everything out of your body, but you feel so aware and relieved, or I'm not sure, clean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though you're just completely drenched in sweat.
Yes. And that's true for workout. There's also sauna, very, very beneficial to detoxifying. Having spent many, many years in Scandinavian countries, absolute part of the culture there. Every five-year-old goes into saunas regularly, once a week at least. Men and women co-ed mixed. It's just part of the culture. You just have a towel draped around you and you sweat. There's the Finnish version of really dry, and then there's the more Swedish version of a little bit more moisture in the air. You put some water on the sauna, but wonderful to detox. There's also Sita baths that you mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Actually, before we move on to baths, I just want to point out, too, that it's when you do yoga or exercise and you're kind of twisting your body and massaging your organs, you're pushing all those toxins out. Another great way to do that is through massage, right? Mm. That kind of pressure and moving through the body will help to detoxify toxins that are in your body also.
So true. Actually, the lymphatic system in your body only gets squeezed. It doesn't have a pump like the heart and blood. It doesn't have a pump. So it only gets moved through exercise or through lymphatic massages.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, has a lot of toxins and helps your body, if it's intact, to be part of your immune system. To move things out of your body, but it doesn't need to be moved either mechanically or by yourself.
And a super fun way to get your lymph system going is to get a trampoline. They call them rebounders now, which is a little bit less, I guess, childish and fun. You can still call it a trampoline, but just jumping on a trampoline for 2 minutes in the morning when you get up will energize you for sure, but also get your lymph system going so that you can kind of move out those toxins. But yes, Helga, like you were saying, baths. You can do mineral salt baths that will help to draw toxins out of your body as well. Putting all of these things together with meditation and just mindfulness around your approach to food and ceremony and having a really good support system around you, those are the kinds of things you want to put in place when you're doing any kind of cleanse, because then it makes sure that you're really successful in treating the whole body for wellness.
And I was just going to say that what I've come away with today is that often we won't do these things because we think it's a big deal, and you could just start and do things very, very small and really have a big result just through a small cleanse.
Yes, and get support. Don't do it alone. You know, it's really important that you find the environment for yourself in your home, a clean home, make your family members be part of it, your colleagues at work, way more fun and way more supportive. That's our take on cleanses. We hope you enjoy. We don't have time for an organic moment, but we love to hear about your experiences or your comments and questions around the show. You can send us your feedback to share@anorganicconversation.com or follow us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/anorganicconversation, where we will post some recipes around cleansing and also Dr. Ed Bowman's blog, as I mentioned earlier.
That was this week's edition of An Organic Conversation. Thanks for listening.
An Organic Conversation is a proud production of the Organic Media Network. Associate producer is Kristen Ponger. Studio engineer, Robert Costa. Production assistant, Lauren Mulcahy. Underwriting production provided by The Ear, the one and only Mark Van Gelder. Thank you all.
If you missed parts of this show or for any other episode, go to iTunes or anorganicconversation.com.
We're your hosts, Helge Hellberg.
Mark Mulcahy.
And Sita Rani Palomar.
And we will be back right here, same place, same time next week. See you then.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.